Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a couple of things that I want to talk to you about. First thing I want to talk to you about is about this the likelihood that at some point in your life, in your business career as an owner, you're going to need to get a business loan. I know you may have already gotten one, but you're probably going to need another one at some point in your career. You probably do it from a bank, but you might. But more and more increasingly, you may get the loan from a non-traditional source, like a crowdfunding lending or a platform, or from one of these online asset-based lending organizations. Some of the guys you've heard, Tracy Eden, for example, he's got an organization like that. One of our Brain Trust members, Amit Kazar, is helping people find non-traditional loans all the time. But regardless, I want to talk to you about how to maximize your chances of getting a loan by introducing you to the credit industry considers the fundamental underwriting elements that any lender would use, whether they're the traditional lender or non-traditional, some of the new stuff. Any lender will use what's called the 6 C's of credit to consider your loan proposal. Let's talk about those six C's, like the letter C, the 6 C's of credit. First is character. What's the character of the borrower? To a community bank, and you know how much I love community banks, to a community bank, character still means a lot. There was a time when a community bank loaned me money purely on my character, how they felt about my character, because the rest of my package did not look too good. Thank God that they believed in me. For larger banks, they can't help it. They use digital credit score, and they do so much business, they can't really give you, there's really hard for them to include character in their process because they do so much digital scoring, credit scoring with a computer. But regardless, the appraisal of your character will always impact the loan approval process, so guard it well. Number two is capacity. What's the ability, and that means cash flow, what's the ability from a cash flow standpoint of you to repay your loan? A banker, you may have heard me say this before, a banker one time told me that if he could only have one document in the loan proposal, he'd want to see my cash flow statement, my cash flow projection. How am I going to be able to pay him back? He wanted me to show him the cash projection that showed that I would be able to pay my bills and make his payment. Remember, profit is an accounting concept. Bank payments are made with cash, not concepts. Number three, capital. Is the loan amount justified by the financial strength of the borrower? For example, do you have enough sales volume, enough profitability? What's the cash flow look like again? What are the retained earnings? What kind of financial strength does the company have? The underlying value, as well as the underlying value of the asset being purchased. If you're unsure about your capital appraisal, you don't know how a banker will appraise your capital. Take your banker to lunch and talk about it. But you're probably going to need to show them a balance sheet, a current operating statement, and I would show them a cash flow projection. Not the cash flow document that your accountant gives you, but the cash flow projection that you're probably going to need to make. Number four is collateral. This is the bank's fallback position. Collateral is whatever a banker can get to get you to pledge as their plan B in case you default. But remember, once you give a banker collateral, getting a partial release prior to payoff is like getting a she-bear to hand over her cub. Not going to happen very likely. So collateral, if you finance a car, the car becomes collateral. You don't have the title of that car until it's paid off. Same thing for real estate, right? And all the other assets, they'll find a way to collateralize that. Five is coverage. Bankers are prepared to take risks, and the interest rates and terms are based on the level of risk with which they feel comfortable. So they're going to price and negotiate the terms, how long they're willing to go, what's the interest rate, are there any kind of parameters that they're going to want you to have, covenants, they call them. Are there any covenants that they're going to want you to maintain certain levels of operating activity? For example, your inventory, which is your inventory have to stay current. How much you can't have a lot of old inventory if that's part of the collateral. That's the coverage that they're talking about. What is there? How are they going to make sure that they're covering the risk in terms of the rate you pay them and the terms? So number five is coverage. Number six is conditions. Bankers ask themselves, does it work? Do we like this deal? You can improve your chances by explaining how you're going to use the money, how it will help you grow your business, how it will help you create more jobs, how it will strengthen your market position, maybe just how you're going to make more money. Practice your pitch. Practice your conditions pitch on someone else before you go live with your banker. If a banker doesn't understand your deal or how it's going to you're going to make it work, you will not get the loan. I'm going to say that again. If your banker doesn't understand your deal or how you're going to make it work, you will not get the loan. The title of the shortest book in the world is Loan Officer Courage. Bankers are by nature not very courageous. They're risking other people's money, so it's probably a good thing. If you want to help your banker be your champion, do it by showing them that you understand the way they underwrite your loan. These six C's that you're aware of what they're going through. If you can show your banker that, and you can respond to the way they approach these six C's, they'll appreciate that. And not only will you do a better job, it'll make them feel like you're trying to help them help you. Improve your loan chances by understanding the six C's of credit. I'm Jim Blasingame. 20 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.